We begin paragraph V, the fourth chapter in Rambam's Hilchas Metame Mishkan Moishev, those that contaminate with what they lay on and what they sit on. In this paragraph, we continue a theme that we touched on in the previous paragraph regarding that there are certain women that we say die in Shaitan, that it's sufficient the moment that we find a dam that we say it's only with tummy now and it's not going to be tummy retroactive, and also the halachas of Ksamim, the rabbinic laws of finding stains. As Rambam gets halacha off regarding who are the women that do not contaminate retroactive. So besides that, what we mentioned of Avestas Kavu in the previous parak, Arba Noshim Dain Shaitan, there are four categories of women that it's sufficient the moment that we find their dam. In Matamas Mafrei, they do not contaminate retroactive to say, oh, how do we know it wasn't here earlier? Veilehin, they are Muberis, a pregnant woman, a Manika, a nursing woman, the Besula, and a virgin, which will explain exactly what that means. Uzikena, an elderly woman, as the Rambam explains each one of these categories. Ezehim Muberis, what's considered in this halacha, a pregnant woman? It's Mishayukar Ubara. It's when her fetus, her pregnancy is recognizable, which is at the end of the first trimester, after 3 months of pregnancy, where it's recognizable the woman is pregnant. Now, let's say a woman was presumed to be pregnant, but also dumb, and she has a discharge of blood. And then she miscarries like a sack full of wind, meaning there's nothing in there. Or something that's obviously not a child. She retains her presumptive state of pregnant, and we don't say that, the miscarriage was stopped the pregnancy. No, rather, we say the moment of what the blood that we find is sufficient to suspect it now, because we share a chazaka that she's musalekas dam, that she's not going to have any blood, as generally pregnant women don't have. Now, rasa dam, let's say she has a discharge of blood. And then, only afterwards, is it recognizable the pregnancy, which is very close to the time of when she had the discharge, then she will contaminate retroactively, like all women, because she wasn't yet of a state of hukurubara. It's only then that we say that, we presume her not to be having dam. Is a manika, what's considered a nursing woman for this halacha? It's called Esrim Abar Chodesh Mir Maleda. It's the entire 24-month period from the day of the birth. And even if the baby passed away within the period of the 24 months, she weaned him from nursing, or she actually gave him to a wet nurse, she's not even nursing the baby. Does it make a difference? Dayashaita is still sufficient. We presume after the trauma of birth for 24 months that the woman's not going to necessarily have dam. And therefore, if she we don't suspect it was there before, we suspect only for now. But after 24 months, even if she's continuing to nurse, which oftentimes nursing prevents that of the menstrual cycle, once it's after 24 months, she will contaminate retroactively like all women. Third category is Besula. What do we mean when we say virgin in this context? It's culturally Rasa Dam Miyomeha. It means, in regards to bloods, that she has never had a period yet in her life. As Ram explains, Besula is dumb, remember. When we say it's virginity, which virgin means the first, it's the virginity of blood that we said that she never had a period before that. Loi Besula is Besula, not like we generally means when we say virgin of virginity, that she never yet had cohabitation. Kate said, how so? So Philonisis, even if she's married already, Verasa Damach Mesnesun, she had a discharge of blood because of marriage, meaning because of cohabitation, which the blood was the Dama Besulum of her virginity, of the hymen. Oh, Yolda, but also Damach Mesleda. Even she gave birth already, but she had Dam because of childbirth. Adayin he Besula in Tumah. Now, regarding the laws of Tumah of Nida, for that she's still considered as quote unquote a Besula, but Dayashaita, and it'll be sufficient the moment that we see, because she hasn't yet been getting periods in that way, and therefore we don't suspect that it was there previously. And the fourth category is there a Zakena, what's considered an elderly woman, that we also presume, we presume that she's not having a period of Dam. If she already passed 3 months near the age of being elderly, but she didn't have dam, then we really consider her as an elderly woman that we don't suspect that there was dam. What's the age of being near to being elderly? But for now, it's where her friends call her, the elderly woman in front of her. And although she's a little embarrassed, but she's not particular about it, that means she's already older. Now, however, let's say 3 periods have passed, which each period is 30 days, so around 90 days have passed, and then she has a discharge of blood, and which we would say generally dayashaita. But then and then again it went 3 periods, and or a little bit more, a little bit less, doesn't have to be precise, and Vrasa she sees again, then that could call nashim. Then we presume her to be like all women, and she's going to be tamid retroactive because obviously she's not yet misalakas dam. Halacha Beis Ram continues regarding the first discharges, which is starting this woman to have a cycle of periods. So besula. So regarding the besula's damim, like we said, which is a girl that never yet had a period, should also dam that she does have a discharge of blood. So I feel like she fasts kol shiva. So even if she has a flow for the entire 7 days, or she has a continuous drip without any recognizable interruption, still hariza pamachas is all considered as one time, and hence we would say dayashaita. It's not considered as if she had more than one time, and so therefore this is the first time. For this time, we would say okay. We say it was now. We never presumed there was it before. But rasa dama, let's say she had a discharge of blood upaska, and then she stopped b'chazav rasa, and then she saw again hariza shtei pam. That's already second time, and therefore we say that this is not just the first time, and we could start saying about oh hey wait a second, when was the last time you checked? And be matam lam afraid. Let's say a young girl that it's not yet the age for her to have a period. But she's younger than 12 years old, or she didn't yet sprout two pubic hairs in the general area. But also now she saw blood first time and the second time, still dayashaita. Still we say it's enough the moment that she's seeing it. Third time, oh now already she established that she saw it three times, now she's gonna contaminate retroactive. Now, let's say it passed 3 months without her having any period. So we say, okay, three times already, we say that the blood is removed. And then the achach rasi, if she subsequently sees after that, then we're going to go back to dayashaita. We say that, okay, it's like the first time again. And we say, we didn't suspect it. Now, so let's say when another 3 months that she didn't see and then she saw again, still dayashaita, because it's like the second time. And then she again goes 3 months. And then she sees for the third time like that, again, a chazaka, then she actually will contaminate retroactive because essentially, by the third time, she's established like that is her pattern and therefore she's going to contaminate retroactive. We say, okay, Kobe was here already before and hence we have to be concerned with the tamal mafreya. Halacha dalt. That's a young girl that it reached the time for her to have a discharge of blood of a period. But also, then she sees the first time. Okay, it's still the first time. Daishait, it's sufficient in the moment. Shnia, if it's the second time, then we have to say, okay, she already had once before, it already came time, it could happen at any time. We have to suspect retroactive. Now, let's say it went 3 months and she didn't see anything, three periods, 3 months, and then she saw, well, then Daishait. Then we say, okay, that interruption proved that she actually did not yet come for her regular periods yet. She's not old, she didn't get it yet. And even though she had seen, but since she had 3 months, she didn't. And then she sees, then we'll go back to Daishaita. Now, but let's say went another 3 months, and then she saw, okay, then it's going to, we can say the tumma is going to be retroactive, because we say, oh, that's obviously her period. And therefore, she's going to have the tumma of retroactivity, because she doesn't have a ves kavua, which again, then we have to suspect. From the last time, we don't know, or if it is a ves kavua, then we have to say, okay, whatever the last time you checked, is she's going to be tummy. Halacha hey. Mubedis, a pregnant woman, a menika, a nursing woman, a kainan, an elder woman, a sula, and the virgin, these four women that we described, she gives manam later said it came to the time that she is having, that she is fit to have a discharge. We should already shine where she had her first discharge. Again, daishait, we say it's okay, she never had up until now, she's considered musulakis down. We don't presume these women to have. She had, okay, it's enough this moment to say that from here on she's tummy. Rob pamshnia, but she sees a second time. Then she's going to be retroactive, like, oh, women, like we explained, because obviously that she's not Masalekis Dam anymore. Now, however, if let's say the first one, she saw something that's beyond her control, let's say she jumped or she was frightened. So although generally, seeing a discharge Ba'inis will still make the woman Tame, but in this case will not be sufficient to remove her from her chazaka of Siluk Dam, of being presumed to not have Dam, and therefore Af Peshnei Dayashayin. So then even the second time, we'll say it's sufficient now, we won't say Tamal L'mafreya. Halacha Vav, Mubedes, a pregnant woman, a miniko, a nursing woman, Shadas Adam, that saw a discharge of blood. Now, Vav Rala Shlesh Chadashim, but it passed 3 months without a discharge, Vachach Ras, and then she saw, okay, Dayashayit, again, because she went 3 months, which already chazaka of not seeing, and that was the original chazaka that a pregnant nursing that she's not going to see, so Dayashayit is going to be sufficient to say only now, not l'mafreya. Now, let's say it passed another 3 months, and then she saw a second time after 3 months, she shlishes l'diyah rishon, which is actually a third of the first time seeing, metamas l'mafreya, then she's going to be metame retroactive, because then, okay, obviously, she's like every other woman. If let's say a woman sees blood, after pure blood, what is pure blood? A woman who gave birth, from day 8 of giving birth to a boy, until day 40 or day 15 of giving birth to a girl until day 80, is all the blood that comes out is called dam tar, and it actually is not metame. So if a woman sees blood after the dam tar betich chaf dal shas within 24 hours, meaning from the moment she finished the days of dam tayar, after day 40 to 80, respectively, if it's a boy or girl, within 24 hours she sees a discharge of blood, so we'll say da'i shayt, we'll say it's sufficient this moment. We're not going to say any retroactivity because back then, that was 24 hours before, was actually a time when all blood is tar. So she sees, no, we say da'i shayt. Now, v'chol she da'i shayt, whenever we say da'i shayt, although we're not going to say the tumah is retroactive, but she has to constantly be checking herself because although it's da'i shayt, but we still don't know when she's going to have the dam. And v'chol isha marbal l'bedikin, any woman that increases the bedikas, the internal examinations, mushabachas, is praiseworthy because to make sure that she's not tummy. Chot m'nanida, except for the menstruating woman, v'yishavetz adam toya, and the woman who is a yeledis, who's sitting on pure blood, she'ena bedika me'elzlam kum, where the bedika doesn't help at all, because during the me'nida, it doesn't help if you don't find anything, because you're tummy anyway. And you're tar anyway. So therefore, it would be excessive to do bedikas, which wouldn't be doing anything anyway. Lachazan continues regarding the obligations of doing certain bedikas of internal examinations. Chacham tiknum lehem levenais Yisrael, the sages instituted for the Jewish women, liyis boitkes asmon, that they should check themselves, b'chol yom shachas, every morning, every day in the morning, when they had tahar shel arvus, because of the purity of the previous evening. Meaning, if she's not going to check herself in the morning, and she's going to see dam later on the day, everything else that she had done after the last time she checked, which was a while ago, are all going to be considered as tummy. So you have to periodically check to make sure that the gap is not too long. And so to be average, you have to check in the evening, because of the purities of the things during the from the morning. Now, b'chalachel is truma, and any woman that eats truma, whether she's a bas kohen, a married kohen, or shivcha, b'dekes b'shoshechas b'truma, then she has to check when she's eating truma, because if she is tamei as a nida, a tamei is forbidden to eat truma. And b'chal isha, moreover, every single woman b'dekes, she does an internal, b'shosheveres l'shamash mitasa, when she's going to have marital intimacy, neha taharis, because of taharis, meaning, because she has to check herself after marital intimacy because of taharis, because maybe she saw dam machmas tashmish, because it could happen that the woman could have blood because of marital intimacy. So therefore, chacham required then once she's doing it after tashmish to do it already before tashmish because of the relations of that she's having with her husband. Now, avlam lohi says sekis b'daz, but if she wasn't engaged with taharis, then she doesn't have to do the one after post. So in tzich b'digal about, then she doesn't have to do the one pre to check for having a relationship with her husband. Because shekol anashim shishlam vesa, because all women that have a set period, becheskes tar levalein, they have a presumptive state of purity for their husband's commission, but in the nida, like we explained, in the topic of nida, which is the prohibitory part, and this is regarding the purity part, which it actually sounds like a woman that does not have a set period, she actually has to do bedika for her husband, even though she's not engaged in taharis, as the Ram actually says in Perek Dav Hechas Yisur Be'alocha Tes. Problem is, the Poskim will ask, the conclusion of the Gemara sounds like that even if she does not have a vest, she does not have to do bedika, she's not engaged in taharis. Halacha Ches. Cheskes b'nais Yisrael, there's a presumption regarding the Jewish girls. Shleigi l'pirkan, that if they did not reach the age of getting their period yet, b'cheskes tahara, they have a presumptive state of purity, and ve'in l'shem b'itkin l'isnes, and therefore the women don't have to do internals on those girls. Of Meshagil l'pirkan, but when they reached already the age of expecting a period, tzriches b'dika, they have to be checked, and v'noshem b'itkin l'isnes, and we don't expect them to do it the right way, and therefore other women check them. Halacha Tes, now Hachereshes, a deaf mute woman, Vashoita, a mentally deranged woman, a Mishra Nitzvah, Dait B'chali, or a woman that her brain has been discombobulated because of an illness, and Yeshlam Pikaches, Mesaknois, so if they have women that are healthy that are taking care of them, Hadei Eloichlis B'chuma, then those women could eat Chuma because those other women are checking them out to make sure they're not tummy when they're going to eat the Chuma. Halacha Yud continues regarding the Chazaka as it applies to Kesam regarding stains. So, kolak sam habom meben yisol. If you find a garment with a stain that's definitely coming amongst from the Jewish women, so becheskes tumah, so that's a presumptive state of tumah, as a kesem has a tumah of nida. Now, vabom meben agam, that which comes from amongst the Gentiles, becheskes tumah, that's a presumptive state of purity, because the sages, although they decreed regarding the nida of the Gentile women, but they did not decree, meaning on the blood itself, but they didn't decree on their stains. Now, v'hanemtzayim ba'ar Yisrael. Now, that of the stain that's found in the Jewish cities, you don't know that it came from a Jew, but you find it amongst the Jewish cities. Actually, term we actually presume it to be tar. Shalei nechshedu Yisrael l'hashlach kismeim, because the Jewish women are not suspected to throw their stains out where they know that it's tameh, and if you wouldn't find it, elam etzninas, and rather they would conceal it and put it somewhere discreet. So lefikach, liver kolak someone themselves b'chol makom, which is different. Really, any stain that you find anywhere, time they're pure because it can't be from the Jewish women because they wouldn't let it hang out. It must have been from a Gentile or somebody that's not tummy. Except for the stains that are found in the cracks, or around, there was a special room, a house that was designated for women during the days of Tumah, not to be metame other people or things. Those around those areas that we suspect that it's that has the Tumah of the kestum of a Jewish woman. And v'kulin tumas basafik. Now, however, all their Tumah is anyways a Tumah of doubt. Like we explained this in Perkdis Melchus Behalacha Aleph, where the doubt is that maybe the dam didn't even come from the uterus, which is the dam is tame. Rather, it could have came somewhere from the vagina, where that dam is tar, and therefore, actually from the praiser, which is some upper area in the woman's body. So therefore, the whole tame as it is, kesem, is a suffix. Lachid Aleph talks about regarding the inspection of these some of these stains. So kalak sama tameim, all these stains that are contaminating, mavir nalein shivas haman, we treat them with seven types of detergents. And then subsequently, whether the stain was removed or wasn't removed, you immerse it in the mikveh and it's tar. And the reason is like this: because if the stain's not coming off, then it must be dye, not blood, and therefore there's no tummy at all. Now, if the stain was removed or got lighter, so that was a stain. But once you really treat it with detergents, it's already nullified, even though the stain is still recognizable. And Vafili Kesem Shaldam Nidizvade, and even a stain of a definitive woman that was menstruating that we know definitively that it's from her. Kevin Shabalab Zayin Samanum, once you treat it with the seven detergents, Batla, nullified Matbili, you could dip it in the mikvah, but it's a and then you could use it all types of taras with that garment. Now, Lochid Beis, baggage of it by Kesem. There's a garment that it's lost, you don't recognize the area of where the stain was. You know that the garment had a stain, but you can't find it now. So Mavino call a beggar chivas amonim umatpile. So what you do is you treat the whole garment with the seven detergents and you immerse it in the mikvah. Let's say Abdubay Shikh Vazer, that's a related case. Let's say this garment, there was semen, which is also metame, but you can't find where it is. So imhayachadish, if it was a new garment, so what you do is you do an inspection with the point of a needle. You go through the garment, and when you're gonna reach the place where the Shikh Vazer is, the needle won't be able to go so finely over there. Now, if it was a worn-out garment, so you check it out in the sun, meaning you put it opposite the sun, and you generally you're able to see the sun rays through the garment because it's worn out. But the place where the semen has been absorbed, it's going to block it. So you're not going to be able to see the light of the sun, you'll know it's over there. Whereas a new garment, which is thick, the sun wouldn't go through at all, so therefore you wouldn't be able to do that test. Gimel. So if there was a garment that had a stain of blood on it, and it was immersed, Vasak above taharas, and then it was used for taharas. Now they didn't do the detergents yet. The achka chevel akesem shabbas amon v'le over, and then subsequently they treated it with the seven detergents, and the stain did not come off. Okay, haris etzeva. So then obviously it was a dye. The taharas also taharas, and therefore the taharas that you used for it were tar. They insert ladil pamachez. You don't have to tear it a second time. But then over akesem, let's say the stain did come off, like ka enot, or it got a little bit lighter. Oh, so haris akesem. Obviously that is a stain. The taris, although you did it after tefillah, but it was before the detergent, so it wasn't valid. So they're going to be tummy. And the reason for this is actually shardei hikpadal kesem asiroi. The reason actually is because you were particular to remove the stain. That particularity, it shows that you're makbid, so therefore it's chatzitza, therefore the first tefillah was not valid. Or else, yeah, you tabled it, but it's not going to be valid. And therefore it's chokhlat bilu pam shnei latar, and then you have to table it a second time to purify it. Because that means to say that tefillah wasn't good. Although you removed it and you had the tefillah, but the fact that you makbid, that makes it into chatzitza. Let's say you had a stain that you treated with six out of the seven detergents and the stain didn't come off. And then you treated it just with soap and the stain came off. So the taras that were used with that are going to be tame. Although soap removes dye, so therefore it's possible that wasn't even blood at all. Since you didn't treat it with seven of the detergents, it is b'cheskes kesem. Until you did it with all the seven, we still have to presume that it might have been a stain. And therefore, we're going to treat the objects that was used with it as tummy. Because v'shema ilu hever hashvi hayavi, maybe had you used the seventh ingredient, it would have removed the stain. Now let's say hever lo b'zayin ha'vas amon b'lo yavi, let's say you treat it with the seven detergents and the stain didn't come off. V'chaz v'avir mo lo pam shni ba'avi, but then you treat again a second time with the seven detergents and it did come off. So kol taras shenazag above. So all the taras that were used in regards to this garment, that was between the first time that you laundered it and the second time, so taharis, they're going to be tar. Now, but all the tires that were used after the second time you laundered it, actually, Tameh is going to be Tameh.
Why?
Since he obviously revealed his intention that he was particular about it, because he already used the seven detergent once already. It didn't come up. So fine. So that's okay. And therefore, that should not be a problem. But you did it, you washed it a second time. Oh, so obviously you want to get rid of the remnants from it, from the stain. Okay, how is it tamei ashevatlu? So then it's going to be tamei, even after the second time you laundered it, until you actually nullify the remaining stain, and then meyipila, then you immerse it. Which here the second time you washed it didn't remove the stain, just made it lighter. Okay, so then it's all the tires are going to be tamei. And kfar ba'an melchus isur bi already explained the laws of isur bi and perik tes alocha lamazayin lamaches shiva hasamamonim shemavirin al kesem, these seven detergents that you use to on the stain, mohim, what they actually are, and how is it used to remove the stain. Look, the Zion discusses regarding if a woman passes away and blood comes out of her. A woman that dies, and dumb blood comes out of her, meaning from the vagina, mitamishim kesem, it contaminates as the halacha of, meaning from the blood of anida, as a stain. The reason that is, shamakar, because the uterus, its place is by default tummy. So therefore, whatever is found over there is going to be an avatoma, even though the blood's coming out after she died, and therefore it doesn't qualify the halachas of nida, only when she's alive. But since it came out from a place that's tummy, but tummy is kasam, so it's going to contaminate the tummy of stains, meaning the tummy of nida. And then, and if it was a revis, a quarter leg of dam, then metam ba'oil. Then it will actually contaminate in the oil, meaning whatever is in the same room, which is the tumma of a mess, which is what she is. And the metam mishum kesem also will contaminate as the laws of kesem to contaminate whatever it's sitting on or laying on or riding on, like the nida itself, which the mess, the fact that she's dead, has astringency over the dam nida that's metam oil. And the fact that she's a nida, meaning that it comes from the mukar, from the uterus, is more severe that it's contaminated from mishkav and mishub. And for that, American nefesh, it's going to have both these qualifications depending on, again, revius is for tumas oil, and even less than that is for that of the tumma of kesem, which is mitama the mishkav and the mishkav.